adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The adventure of the secret submarine base is now well started. Jim has made the island belonging to Bull Thorson. While two of the guards were rescuing Kitty St. John from the treacherous surf on the rocky eastern coast, Jungle Jim managed to slip ashore unnoticed. Kitty St. John completely fools Bull Thorson with her story of shipwreck and her profuse thanks for the timely rescue. But Sasha, Thorson's secretary, is not yet convinced that Kitty St. John, masquerading as Mrs. Jim Bradley, is telling the truth. In the meantime, the patrolling of the Caribbean waters by the U.S. Navy planes is constant in the interest of hemisphere defense. One lone pilot in a reconnaissance ship is winging his way home just over the horizon from Bull Thorson's island.
Patrol 7 calling headquarters. Patrol 7 calling headquarters, urgent.
Come in, Patrol 7.
Must contact Colonel Cripps at once. Can you put me through?
Don't know. Hold on till I find out.
Hustle it, lad. This is important.
All right, hold on. I've got to find him first. Come in, Patrol 7.
Have you got Colonel Cripps?
No can do. He's on an inspection trip at the new airfield. No regular phone lines up there yet. Got him on field telephone. What's your message?
Sighted same submarine in area number 11. Been following it for 20 minutes. Radio instructions.
Hold everything. Patrol 7. Come in, Patrol 7.
What are the orders?
Try for contact with sub. Requested to lay to for boarding inspection. Notify its commanding officer he's violating neutrality patrol regulations.
Right.
If they try any tricks, let them have a depth charge at a safe distance as warning. Then give them one as close as you can lay it on. Any questions?
Nope. I understand thoroughly. Signing off.
Okay, and good shooting.
Look out, reports patrol plane about 6,000 feet, not more than 4 miles astern, port side, sir.
The devil you say. Yes? All right. Yes. Don't answer. That was Fox. The plane is trying to contact us. They have requested us to lay to, await inspection.
What can we do, sir? You think we can risk a dive?
Can't afford not to try one. All hands to station for crash dive.
All hands to station. All station.
That's good. Fast work. Level off at 80 feet.
80 feet.
Helm. Helm, new course. North-northeast for 2 minutes. Then east-southeast for 2 minutes. Then due south, full speed ahead.
I think it'll work, sir. That plane couldn't be over us for at least 2 minutes.
Even that is almost too soon. We can't do anything except take a chance. Check all those bulkhead fastenings and prepare for depth bombs.
Aye, aye, sir. They wouldn't bomb us, sir.
Why not? The fact that we have been getting away with this sort of an assignment for a long time... it's no guarantee that we are always going to get away with it.
That's against international law.
Of course it is, but so is our mission. You think those Americans are going to be fools forever? Give the order to prepare for depth bomb.
Aye, aye, sir.
Helm.
Prepare for depth bomb.
Helm.
Yes.
What is the course?
Just completed turn. Now due south.
Good. See if you can get a few more turns out of those engines.
Then due south. Bulkheads all fast, sir. Crew standing by for depth shock.
And maybe this turn we've just completed may throw that plane off the track. We've got 80 feet of water above us. Well, that's something.
That pilot was alone,
there's too. Nothing to stop him from bringing surface vessels to hunt us down. You go off to the engine bay.
We should be getting more speed. See if they are full open.
Aye, aye, sir.
Close that bulkhead. Close that bulkhead. Get off the floor, you. Get up.
My head.
Get up or I smash your head in.
What happened?
A depth charge. It probably won't be the last one. Come on, there is work to do.
Yes, sir.
Check all compartments for evidence of strained plates. Well, what are you waiting for? Hello? Hello, hello, Helen. Yes? Good, good. All to the same course. Engine room, what is your condition? Ah, excellent. Fine. Nurse that last revolution out of him. We need it.
They're open. Air's coming in.
Get me up out of here.
Shut your trap. Stop that yelling or
I'll
shut
it
for you. What's happened?
The plates. They're buckled at the far tube. The water's coming in. It's coming in, I tell you.
And I tell you to stop acting like an old woman. How big is the leak?
They'll get us with the next one.
If you don't talk sense, you won't be here when the next one comes.
I'm going to die here like a rat in a sewer. We're up to the surface now. Got to get out of here.
I hate to do this, but you are liable to do something you'll be sorry for.
Don't hit me with that. Don't hit me.
Yes, forward compartment. How much more? All right. Upship 4 degrees on forward elevators. 3 degrees on aft. Be ready to trim for even keel. Make ready to break out neutral flag. Don't answer any radio signals.
Patrol 7 calling headquarters.
Come in, Patrol 7.
Pass this on to Colonel Krebs. Tried for radio contact. No answer from sub. Ordered them to lay to. They took a crash dive. Let them have small ash can. Must have caused some damage as oil slick is forming. Get my bearings on radio compass. I've just got enough fuel to make base. Can't stick around here long.
Okay. We've got your message. Stay there for a few minutes and we'll have your position.
Afraid I can't take a chance. I'm on emergency tanks now. Oil slick from that sub is getting so big you could find it with a rowboat. That is all. See you at base. Signing off.
While this clash between plane and pirate submarine is taking place, Sasha, Thorson's secretary, is having a talk with her employer in the library of his magnificent castle. Unknown to both of them, Jungle Jim, thoroughly shielded by some heavy vines and in little danger of discovery, is eavesdropping outside the window.
Now listen, Bull. Maybe I lost my temper a little earlier this evening.
Now you do sound more like yourself.
But you shouldn't take chances on strangers.
There you go. I've said it before and I say it again. You're jealous.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Bull. Now give me one good reason why you should accept this strange girl without suspicion.
I didn't say I've accepted her. But her story checks on every point.
Sure it does. Checks much too perfectly to suit me. Things don't happen that way. She was wrecked by a storm no one here ever heard of. Loses her oars, but still gets to your island. And this husband of hers is missing in the surf.
Yes, and those things are all possible.
Sure they are possible. But it's 1,000 to 1 they never happen just that way. What about Mr. Bradley?
Tom and the guards are out looking him up. Say, I haven't heard from that hombre in 4 hours. Get me Tom on the wire. Sasha, I appreciate your concern about this girl, but aren't you making an awful lot out of a small incident?
The dame herself don't bother me one bit. But it's the name Bradley I don't like. It brings back memories.
Oh. Bradley? Memories? Nice one. Yes? Well, find him. I want a report from him at once. Either of those guards come in, let me know the minute they do. Evidently haven't found Mr. Bradley yet, but... Oh, go on about your memories.
Haven't you ever heard of Jungle Jim Bradley?
No, can't say that I have.
Well, he's strictly a law and order crusader. And if I was running away or not strictly on the level, I'd rather have 1,000 Canadian mounted police after me than one Jungle Jim.
No reason why you should bother us. This whole venture is based on a strictly legal foundation.
Oh, sure. If no one finds out what we're doing.
Who can that be? That's a code call.
Well, you'll never find out by asking me to answer it.
Oh.
G8 calling. G8 calling. Come in on 850 make.
Come in, G8.
We must have permission to land immediately for emergency repairs.
What's the matter? Engine trouble?
Listen, for only that. I have some sheared plates and a very bad leak. Cannot submerge till repairs are made.
But how did that happen?
Depth bomb.
What? Who did it?
U.S. patrol plane. Ordered me to lay two for inspection. We made a crash dive and almost got away. But he dropped an egg on us.
Where is he now?
That is the funny part of it. When we reached the surface, he was streaking northwest for all he had.
You fool. That was only to get reinforcements.
Well, I must make a stop somewhere for repairs, or I might not even continue to make normal service speed.
Well, you can't come in here now. Do you think I want the whole U.S. Navy patrol swarming over me like so many hornets?
Say, Bull. Bull.
Wait a minute, G8. What do you want, Sasha?
You've got to let him in the harbor, Bull. You've got to hide him.
Let him worry about his own skin. He's probably taking chances or he wouldn't have been attacked.
Suppose they find him and capture him and he talks. Where are you in your little scheme then? You're not saving him. You're saving yourself.
Well, maybe you're right. Yes, you are. Calling G8. How long will it take you to reach the island?
Probably can't do it in less than an hour.
All right. Hustle it. But use the South Lagoon. We can hide you there more easily. That is all.
South Lagoon it is. I know my way in there. See you soon. That is all.
Of all the idiotic jackasses, that one is a prize.
Oh, now, Bull, he's been a good sub-commander for years. Just a little hard luck this time, that's all.
Of course. Well, I hope he makes it safely. I'd rather see him sunk than captured. What was that noise? Move over, Sasha. Someone's outside the window, and they don't belong there.
Who was the target for Bull Thorson's revolver shot? Will the crippled sub make port in time to escape capture? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.